right, Bricks, a bunch of random stories caught my eye this week. I'll start off in baseball with the Red Sox. Obviously, they hire Farrell, which you were upset about. We talked about this weekend.
Right.
But more, Bobby Valentine, on his way out the door, does an interview and says that he thinks David Ortiz quit on the team and just packed it in, mailed it in for the last couple of weeks of the season.
You know,
that's why he went on the disabled list, not because he was actually hurt.
I don't like Bobby V saying this. Just go, man.
Seems like some sour grapes.
It's total sour grapes, especially from a guy who got super upset about people accusing him of packing it in.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to, again, it's almost like a Rex Ryan move. Don't get all up in arms about somebody in the media saying that you quit on the team and then turn around and talk about a star player, despite the steroids allegation, who has a lot of credo in the game of baseball, and say that he did that. While that guy, by the way, is trying to get his in a contract negotiation.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it, is that Bobby sees this going on, and I think, obviously, he was hurt and angry at the way things happened. He thought people went behind his back. He wasn't happy with the way things were handled. I think on his way out, he's just trying to knock as many things down. He's just swinging his arms, trying to take as many people with him.
Right.
He's calling out his coaches, the rest of the players. He's calling out the dude you don't call out in Boston, David Ortiz. He's just swinging, trying to hit whatever he can and knock it down as he goes out.
It's like the breakup scene in The Jerk when he's just taking stuff. All I need is this and this, and I'm good. And this table, and I'm good. He's just like...
Right.
He's just trying to steal as much stuff and stir as much stuff up as he possibly can.
And look, as a Yankee fan, I'm not in any position to gloat about things because my team just got pretty well shellacked. But it's a nice little consolation prize to hear David Ortiz's honor impugned.
If there's one thing that I just wish would have happened, that the Blue Jays would have turned down this ridiculously stupid deal to just give away their manager.
Yep.
And the Red Sox would have signed Venezuelan Bobby V.
Oh, God, it would have been hilarious.
That would have been the most fantastic thing in all sports. It would have lasted, there's no way Ozzie.
It would have lasted like a month and a half before he said something in Boston that press just descended on.
Oh, my God. He would say something about hating white people or something.
He would have just said, like, he would have come out and been like, The Departed's a bad movie. And then everyone would have just, that's it. You got to get out.
Johnny Damon's overrated. Don't even finish the sentence. Ozzie, leave. I don't care about Castro. Say whatever you want about Fidel.
But you touch The Departed, and you touch Scorsese and Damon in the same press conference, you're out. That's what happens. Another random story. Knicks-Nets. You interested in going? Game one at the Barclays Center? $225 to get in the door, Pierce Bricks. Prices are, it's like $8,100 to sit courtside.
They'll sell it out.
For Knicks-Nets. I'm sure they will. It's going to be absurd. I mean... dare I say the premier team in New York is now in Brooklyn. I mean, obviously, I don't think, certainly the Nets don't overtake the Knicks' commercial appeal. But you look at the standings, you look at what team's going to be hotter, what team's going to have more hype. Absolutely going to be the one in Brooklyn. Yeah.
You're talking about the addition of Joe Johnson, and listen, Joe Johnson's not MJ.
Yeah.
You know, but...
It's also the oldest, newest star ever. But
exactly.
Still.
I mean, but if you look at that team, you look at what the Nets did in the look at what the Knicks did first. Okay, they lose their biggest attraction in Jeremy Lin. They pick up a 38-year-old point guard, a 40-year-old power forward, and another 40-year-old power forward.
How many of those guys were arrested in the offseason?
I believe
at least one.
Just Jason Kidd.
Okay,
so that's what they did. They got significantly older and more boring. By the way, they get Marcus Camby. So ooh, that's exciting. We had him, you know, in his prime 8 years ago, and then they get Kurt Thomas, and you're like, woo. That's exciting. We had him in his prime 12 years ago.
I didn't even know Rasheed Wallace was still playing.
He wasn't still playing. He was retired. I completely forgot about Sheed. And then you look at what the Nets did, and they moved to Brooklyn. They changed their logo. They re-signed Darren Williams. They made a trade for Joe Johnson.
I gotta be honest.
They got Jay-Z performing like crazy.
I think...
Who's more exciting?
I feel like there would be... Honestly, I think there would be more hype around the Nets if Chris Humphries had never married Kim Kardashian. Because if people just looked at Chris Humphries' stat line without looking at it from the eyes of...
He's a very good player.
Right, without looking at it from the eyes of, oh, that guy's a joke. He just married Kim Kardashian. It's so stupid. Well, you just look at his numbers. And like,
guy can
solid.
Ball out.
He's a pretty solid player.
If you look at that starting five, and I don't know about their bench depth, I'd probably give the Knicks an aged advantage coming off the bench.
You got that savvy veteran on the bench.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them.
We have like the 2000 All-Star team coming off the bench for the Knicks. But if you look at the way the Nets are designed, you're talking about Deron Williams, who can score but is a facilitate first point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Johnson, who can hit anything from the outside. Brook Lopez, who will be great off pick and rolls and is a good finesse player, can finish around the rim. And then you got a Gerald Wallace, who can D up guys on the outside. And a Chris Humphreys, who will make up for the fact that Brook Lopez isn't very physical.
Soft, right.
Because he's very physical. That team is designed extremely well.
They work. They're going to work well together,
exactly.
As opposed to the Knicks, who work well. I don't know. Maybe they would have worked well a dozen years ago, but probably not. Because Melo, who's playing point guard? It's actually Melo, but Jason Kidd's there. The ball's going to stop with Melo. I mean, it's the
Amari
same.
Stoudemire, he's got a cyst on his knee. He's got an Amani tumor-sized tumor growing on his knee. The guy's had his knee replaced. Listen, if you... It's going to look like Frankenstein's knees. Everybody, Shumpert's going to have just huge, ugly stitches and bolts coming out of his knees. Amari Stoudemire already has that, not to mention the fact he's got a baseball-sized scar on his
right.
head. The Knicks are a mess. The Knicks are... The sad and deflating part about being a Knicks fan, and there are a lot of sad and deflating parts about being a Knicks fan, but you had that little hope that there was hope. And as soon as that happened, that you fired Donnie Walsh... You bring in a new guy. The Knicks window is right now, but they're not good enough.
But their playing window was 5 years ago.
Right. So this is what I mean. But if you look at the prime, you have the 3 year deals. You have, you know, a 29-year-old Carmelo Anthony. You have a Amari Stoudemire, who's really he's a very very old 29.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's been in the league for a dozen years. Multiple eye surgeries, knee surgeries,
all banged up.
You name it, he's had surgery on it. So their window to win is right now, and that window is on the second floor, and there are no stairs. You just can't climb through that window. So they've patched it around with all these old guys to try to do this win now thing, and they can't.
But there's no lottery pick coming for the Knicks.
Exactly. Not only are they
good enough.
They're good enough to not... In the NBA, it's good to be great or to suck. And the Knicks are perfectly well-positioned to be neither... For a while.
Finish sixth in the East for a couple more
exactly.
years.
Exactly. Maybe get out of the first round once, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years. That's what the ceiling is for this Knicks team, and it's a hopeless, deflating feeling.
I hear you. At least, though, you'll have NBA to watch. Currently, I got no NHL to watch. Gary Bettman, the worst commissioner in sports, comes out yesterday and says that an 82-game season is now unlikely. Thanks for that, Gary Bettman. I hate you. The Islanders also moving to Brooklyn. They're moving into the Barclays Center in 2015, unable to get out of what is the worst lease in sports.
Where they will still be the Islanders, which I have a problem with.
Brooklyn Islanders. Well, I think
they're still the New York Islanders.
It's interesting. Somebody,
but you're no longer on the island.
Well, you're on the island, I think, but somebody brought up that even though Brooklyn's technically on Long Island, the map of Long Island that's included in the Islander logo doesn't include Brooklyn.
They're going to have to adjust that.
I said they're not going to.
I think this is just one of those things. There is precedent for this. If you look at the LA Lakers, you know, they were named after, you know, the Great Lakes when they
You're
were
right.
in Minnesota, the Utah Jazz. Now, everybody raves of the jazz scene out there in
That's
Utah.
Right.
Look,
the reason I go to Provo is for their annual jazz festival.
Right, exactly.
Of just
I think
just
Louis Armstrong
nothing.
Is from there.
Yeah, no,
born,
totally.
Born in Utah.
But, I mean, really, this is what I get to talk about in the NHL. Gary Bettman, just make a deal. To the NFL, your boy, Jay Cutler, and your boy, Ndamukong Suh, not so much your boy, but your boy, Jay Cutler, named numbers 1 and 2 on the NFL's most hated list on a survey done by Forbes.
Jay Cutler is an enigma, man.
Jay Cutler is not an enigma. Jay Cutler is just sucks.
I love Jay Cutler.
He's a whiny little child. He's a whiny little child who doesn't have the talent to back up his being
a whiny little child. He's got the talent.
No, he doesn't.
That guy,
no, doesn't.
From a talent standpoint, top 5 quarterback in the league.
I disagree.
From a raw talent standpoint,
top 10 quarterback in the league. Attitude, I'm number 1. Jay Cutler's attitude is, I am the best quarterback that has ever lived. Y'all better recognize and do what I do. His talent is like 9.
Jay Cutler could fracture your face from 100 yards away with that football. He has a cannon. He's very mobile. He's a good player. He holds on to the ball too long, and he's not fantastic on pre-snap progressions.
Well, that's something you don't really need as a quarterback. Well, again, to read the defense pre-snap.
I'm talking about physical talent, guys.
Or to get rid of the ball.
Jay Cutler is good. Can we go quickly and touch on that Sue Cutler thing? Why are people blowing out of proportion a legal hard hit?
That was totally legal.
Since when is it? Totally it's legal. Now apparently legal yet socially frowned upon.
It's the same thing when Ndamukong Suh last. I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago on Cutler. He did like the shove. He like put a forearm into his back, and I was like, "That's a great hit." It just looks bad, but
listen,
it's a great
it's
hit.
It's hard, and if I'm Jay Cutler, the next time I see Ndamukong Suh coming. Maybe I'm throwing the ball away, or maybe I'm rushing a throw and making a bad decision. That's part of the game. It's not just sacking the guy, but hitting him hard factors down the road in that ball game.
There are plenty of reasons to hate Ndamukong Suh. None of them are the hit that he made on the quarterback. None of them are the hits he's made on Jay Cutler.
No, they're mostly auto-related.
What stuck out to me, by the way, on that list is Matt Leinart's at 5.
Yeah, that's great.
Two reasons. One, Matt Leinart's in the NFL. Two, why do you hate Matt Leinart?
Who doesn't hate Matt Leinart?
Why would you?
Matt
Leinart doesn't deserve to be hated because he's irrelevant.
Matt Leinart is Jay Cutler without the skill or the starting job.
I haven't heard a word in the press from Matt Leinart since he graduated.
Yeah, but you know he's still Matt Leinart. He's just festering back there.
So you're just hating the guy because he holds a clipboard and makes $6 million a year and hangs out with Southern California honeys.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I can hold a clipboard. I don't have any South Florida, Carolina, California. That's where I'm going. I don't have any of those honeys.
Sticking with the NFL, NFLPA trying to get Tagliabue ousted to recuse himself from the bounty hearings scheduled for next week. Whatever. Legal posturing. It's what happens.
It's getting ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I don't care.
On one hand, I'm saying, come on, guys. You got Goodell recused. You know, just take what you can
get. That's kind of what I think, too.
On the other hand, I'm sitting here like Goodell saying, oh, I will recuse myself. And here is my best friend and father of 25 years, Mr. Paul Tagliabue. I will say the one thing I like about this story is it allows me to say Tagliabue a bunch of times. I think that's one thing the NFL has been missing. The most fun name to say, just say it to yourself out there. Tagliabue. Paul Tagliabue.
From one story I just don't care about to the next. I'm going. I'm just going. I'm going. I had a point. I'm done with it. We're pedaling on. To Lance Armstrong. Apparently, he has taken out of his bio that he won the Tour de France's. He's taken out from his official... I don't know why he has a bio. Maybe it's his Twitter bio. He no longer
is his resume.
I guess because he's going to a job at Kinko's and he needs to see this. I won 7 Tour de France's. Can I run that copier? so he's taken that out of his bio, and apparently his runs in the 2 New York and 1 Boston marathon he did in the latter part of the 2010 era will be stricken from the record. So. The pile of crap descending on Lance Armstrong just keeps getting deeper, and I still don't really. I don't care.
It's pretty bad. And here's the thing with the removing it from Lance's bio. I don't care about your bio that you wrote. I mean, did the Tour de France Association ban you? Yes. Okay. Well, that's good. You can take it or leave it in your bio.
Right.
I don't go to his Wikipedia page and
yeah, I think we're just finding news to just another bad thing for
people just want to bash Lance, which
right.
is.
Right,
it's cool to me because I've been doing it for a while.
But we're just finding news. It's like breaking news: Lance Armstrong's subscription to Esquire has been canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
The crap just keeps on coming. It's like I don't care anymore.
It's done. There's only so much you can do to a guy that no longer plays.
And I get it. We no longer like Lance Armstrong.
Right.
Okay.
He's been banned
on.
From a sport that he's retired from. Good for you. Unless he was planning on pulling a Sheed. That's not really a big story.
He was hoping to play for the Knicks this year.
He could.
Finally, last random story. Your girl, my girl, everybody's girl, Lolo Jones, has made the U.S. bobsled team after like an hour and a half of trying the sport. And she may be able to compete at the 2014 Olympic Games.
See.
This is becoming my new... She needs to get with Tim Tebow. There needs
to
be.
Not need to get to.
There needs to be a Lolo Tebow marriage, and the two of them dominate sports across the board.
Do you think she goes up there with the nice feel the rhythm?
In my head, everyone in bobsled does the cool rhymes.
I don't even root for America in bobsled. I root for Jamaica. I am all about the Jamaican national bobsled team.
In fact, when bobsled comes on the Winter Games, I just turn it off and put on Cool Runnings and watch it full length, and then go back to whatever they've got.
Arguably, matter of fact, inarguably, John Candy's greatest achievement.
I think Hollywood and cinema's greatest achievement, Cool Runnings.
It's up there.
Next to Face Off.
Webster, Webster, and Cohen.
It's cover two.